This is a T-shirt slogan, if you ask me. This has got to get printed up, and maybe I shouldn't have said anything out loud. Now I've just missed my chance.
Darn.
Talking about Detroit Lions coach Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Who, since day one, and remember that first news conference? I think it was the first news conference. We just came out and started talking and got to the kneecapping and things like that. Really endeared himself. And then he talked about wanting to have a live lion as a team mascot. And then he said he was kidding. Oh, really? Then we had some fun last week. Remember he was talking about how he starts his day, those two big Starbucks drinks with the shots of espresso.
Yeah.
I mean,
real jolt.
You know, what more could we ask this guy to do? Well,
when?
Yeah.
There's no stop.
That's a good point. And by the way, first preseason game is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing some of the news reports on it. Pat Johnston's covering it in sports. And don't know what the Lions are going to do. Preseason football. If there are any preseason sports, football, I think, is the toughest one to gauge just because of the violence and the physicality of the game and not wanting to get players hurt. You know, all the sports do it, but it's not so demanding, if you will.
Right. Well, we did hear over the weekend that the first string will play the first quarter, right?
Yeah, that's what Dan Campbell says. Yeah. You know, they only got three preseason games this year.
Yeah, only three.
And if I, real quick, I'm going to say this. There's one thing that's weird to hear talked about, and I think you had that in your sports update. The Lions, bringing in another kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember, folks, Matt Prater's gone.
No longer here.
And, boy, Matt Prater, Jason Hansen, Eddie Murray. I mean, essentially 40 years.
They've had pretty good kickers.
We've had some pretty good kickers.
Yeah. Jason Hansen, especially.
Yeah, we're just hoping that that's not part of what the struggles would be, because there have been many teams that have excelled offensively and defensively.
I wonder because they don't
have that kicker, and that hurts them.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if all those kickers over all those years have accumulated more points than the regular team did putting it in the end zone.
Sure Jason Hansen did.
Yeah.
All the field goals that he kicked because they weren't putting it in the end zone. Anyway, just so you know, I mean, that is one cause of concern. So whether or not Zane Gonzalez is the answer, competing with Randy Bullock, I don't know, but we'll find out. We hope that's not a problem.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Dan Campbell, he holds news conferences after the team's doing its training, and was talking about the mindset of the team that he's got and the players. And he says, you know, the Lions might be coming off a 5-11 season and might not have had a winning record since 2017. We had a winning record in 2017? That was only 4 years ago. Why don't I remember that?
Was that Caldwell's last year?
Yeah. Well, was that the 9-7 year?
That was the 9-7 year, yeah.
All right. Campbell says, though, he has inherited a roster full of gritty players from his predecessors, Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn. Isn't that nice to know?
All right.
And this is Dan Campbell. Right now I'm going to believe anything he says. He's got cred with me just the way that he approaches the job, and he's no nonsense and tells it like it is. And he said, you know, right now we've got dependable guys, accountable guys, and guys I got to trust. And those are the kinds of guys I want, the guys that work, tough-minded. And that's what he says. And that's what it takes to win. And then he said this. Listen closely as he described the players that he got from, again, Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn. This is what Dan Campbell has to say.
Said this when I walked in. There was a number of guys that were here. And I think Patricia and Quinn did a great job of, there's no turds here. No bad guys. Like, these guys work now.
Did you hear what he said?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just in case you missed it, here's what he said.
There's no turds here.
That is a T-shirt.
Yeah.
That is a T-shirt. Can you imagine 60,000 fans at Ford Field wearing, I'm sorry to say, there are no turds here. That's the slogan. Someone's going to print that up. I mean, for all the years we've suffered through some great players, no question, but a lot of players that might be just what he described.
Yeah.
Well, they better deliver. Otherwise, that shirt might not be too.
It could backfire.
Yes, I admit
it could backfire. It could backfire.
We'd like to think positive that he's gonna turn things around.
Yeah.
And what I love about it, it was just part of his news conference. It was like a matter of fact comment.
Right.
He wasn't emphasizing it. It was just like,
there's no turds here.
And then he went on to the rest of his comments about how the team he thinks has got some great players on it.
Yeah.
There's a t-shirt.
You never heard Scotty Bowman talk that way.
No. Not in Sparky.
Chuck Daly.
Believe
Larry
so.
Brown.
I think.
Jim Leland, though. Yeah, he may have.
Well, Jim was he was to the point, but I don't think he ever stated it that matter-of-factly.
Yeah, probably not. You're right.
We're going to save that comment, and hopefully throughout the season it'll be one that we can build upon.
Oh, no, you're telling me we're going to hear that again?
Well, I'm thinking to myself, after every Lions win, we're going to say, see, Lions fans?
There's no turds here.
Proof positive.
Send that to me. I might be able to use it during my perfect pick segment a few times this year.
651 on WSGW. I'm telling you, it's a t-shirt. That's the Lions slogan for 2021.